This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Governor Jared Polis signed three abortion bills championed by Democrats today. One of the measures expands insurance coverage for the procedure. Another aims to protect people who come from out of state for abortions or gender-affirming care. And the third puts rules on marketing tactics for crisis pregnancy centers that aim to give clients an alternative to abortion. Spring runoff is wreaking havoc on parts of Colorado. Flooding closed a highway in Rout County and damaged a school in the southwest corner of the state. Russ Schumacher, director of the Colorado Climate Center, says hotter spring trends could worsen flooding.
The bad situation would be if we get a long string, like a week or two of sunny, dry, windy conditions where the melt is going to happen really, really fast. So that's, you know, the kind of situation that we don't want.
Schumacher says the flooding so far has been a result of middle elevation snowmelt overwhelming smaller creeks and drainages. Only about 3% of medical school students in the U.S. are black men. An event tomorrow on the University of Colorado Anschutz campus hopes to change that and inspire the next generation of doctors. The program is called Black Men in White Coats. Dr. Bailey Loving graduated from CU's med school and was the only black student in his class.
This event is not just about education, motivation, or even inspiration. It's about empowerment. You know, it's about taking the first step on the journey to being a black man or a black woman in a white coat.
This is CPR News.